Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, special simcha. We're beginning Maseches Gittin, Daf Beis. Actually, this is a piece of history I've learned with many of you from here, from the Old City, from the Tivari, but this is the first time I invited Talmidim to join us live. Be'ezer Hashem, where we grow, Midaf L'Daf. Maseches Gittin, of course, is based on the Pasuk in Parashas Kiseitse, V'chasav L'Sefer Krisus V'Nosan B'Yada. There are two parts to Gerushin. One is the writing of the get, and then the get has to be given into the hand of the woman. The Gemara tells us on Daf Chav Beis that when it comes to the halachos of the Kasav Lo Sefer Krisus, that there are particular requirements of how the get needs to be written. One of the requirements is the requirement of Lishma, as described in the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. There is an important machlokis between Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Meir how to understand the meaning of the Chasav Lo Sefer Krisus. Does that mean that the get has to be written lishma? That's the opinion of Rabbi Loz. While the opinion of Rabbi Meir is that the chasimus, the signatures of the get, have to be done lishma, that the edim have to be aware and cognizant that they're testifying on the divorce of a particular couple. Maseches Gittin starts out in a strange way. The Ritva writes that the Masechta really should have begun with the topic that we had mentioned on Daf Chav Beis, or as well, there'll be some very, very important Mishnayos all the way in the end of the Masechta about some Gittin that are kosher according to Rabbi Elazar. For example, if they don't have Chasimus, but Pasul according to Rabbi Meir, that appears in Daf Pei Vav. But our Masechta chooses to begin with a particular detail in the halacha of Lishma. It's well known in the yeshivas. People spend a lot of time on this because that's how Maseches Gittin begins. One of the beauties of Daf Yomi is that we try to cover all Daf. With the Talmidim that I'm learning Be'iyun with, we're not going to get to do all the Masechta. That's why we're learning it together now. So that detail is the detail of the Fanei Nechta of Fanei Nechtam, and that is if there's an emissary, a shliach, that's being sent from the husband to the wife to bring a get, so then in such a case, the shliach has to say, B'fanei Nechtav u'B'fanei Nechtam. Our Gemara on the top of Amud Beis is going to discuss why it is that this shliach needs to say B'fanei Nechtav u'B'fanei Nechtam. The Ritva writes that the reason why our Masechta began that way is because this was one of the things that occupied the Tanaim. This requirement of B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Aidi didrasha chavivalei. Sometimes takanis midrabanan were chaviv to the Rabbanan. And that's why the Masechta, and we have this also in Masechah Shabbos, that even though the last of the Malachos are Hotzah, nevertheless Masechah Shabbos begins Yishiyas HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba, because that was chaviv to the Tana. Actually, the things that are most unclear are dearest to the Tana, and therefore the Masechta begins like that. If a person brings a get from an area that is across the sea, in other words, from Chutzlaret, he needs to say both B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtav. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Af HaMevi Min HaRekim U'Min HaCheger. Rabbi Gamliel says also from cities called Rekem and Cheger. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim exactly what is the city, what are the cities of Rekem and Cheger. We're going to leave just with that general translation and Rashi's Targum. Rashi learns Rekem and Cheger Targum shall bein Kodesh uvein Bard mitargaminam bein Rekem lecheger. We have that area in Eretz Yisrael that is referred to as Bein Kodesh and Barad in Breishas Tezayin, Breishas Tezvav, and that's how Rashi learns, is a definition of Rekem and Cheger. When learning Be'iyun, we spent a little bit more time in this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Afil Mikfar Ludim Lulud. The Gemara is going to tell us later on that Kfar Ludim was an area that was next to Lud. Lud is very close to where we have Lud today, and that is near the airport, near Ben Gurion Airport. Kfar Ludim was an area the Gemara describes as being swallowed in Eretz Yisrael, but actually outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. And the Gemara will tell us, where is it, about Dav Vav, Dav Zayin or so, the Gemara is going to tell us that the idea of Kfar Ludim Lulud is that even though all the areas are in Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless the halacha is that you still need to say, B'fanei Nechtav u B'fanei Nechtam. That's the chidush of Kfar Ludim Lulud. The case of Rekem and Cheger is that what the Gemara describes, that that's called smuchim, that they're next to each other, and there where it's smuchim, you still need to say, B'fanei Nechtav u B'fanei Nechta. Okay, that's later on where the Gemara discusses the boundaries and Daf Vav Zayin Ches. Okay, so the Gemara, the Mishnah continues. V'chachamim amrim eina tzar shiyamir fai nechta fai nechta. You don't need to say fai nechta fai nechta. El ha-mevi memdinas hayam v'ha-moylich v'ha-mevi memdina l'medina medinas hayam tzar shiyamir fai nechta fai nechta. So the Chachamim, there are two statements that we just read. The Chachamim say that the only time you need to say fai nechta fai nechta is if you travel memdinas hayam. So here there's a discussion, the Rishonim, exactly what is the line that the Chachamim are referring to. So the explanation given in the Tosas, if we take a look at Tosas Din Bar Aslam, Medina Sayyam, what exactly is Medina Sayyam, traveling over the seas? So Tosas bothered, Hadalal Nakar Hamevi get me Chutzlaritz. Why does it say specifically Medina Sayyam and not Chutzlaritz? Because the Tanabi Gemara Hamevi get Besfina Kimevi Bechutzlaritz. Mishun Bechutzlaritz Hamashma Kol Chutzlaritz. If we would say just simply Medina Sayyam, Chutzlaritz, then we would have said everything, afilu rekin v'cheger. And those things are outside of the borders of Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Mishnah. Rekin v'cheger is smuchin, it's close to Eretz Yisrael. But the chiddush of the Chachamim is that those things are smuchin, you don't say b'fai nechtam, b'fai nechtam. Only these things that are far away. L'hachi nakim dina sayam, dimashma rachok. It sounds like it's far away. And Tosis proves it, k'mo isha shalach b'ayla l'mdina sayam. Like a woman whose husband has left Medina Sayyam. So that means to indicate an area that's far away, as opposed to an area of Smuchim. If we turn to the back, to the Ran has a slightly different explanation to the Gemara. The Ran does not learn like Tosos, that the explanation of Medina Sayyam just means something that's far away. Because why use the Lashon Medina Sayyam? If it was Medina, Rachok, argues the Ran, then it should say Rachok. So therefore the Ran learns in the old Vilna edition, it's 10 lines into the wide. All my Talmidim have, almost all of them, have the Oz Vahadar, but I imagine my older Talmidim are looking at the older Gemara. So 10 lines into the wide on Daf Aleph Amid Aleph in the Daphim of the Ran. So there the Ran says that it says specifically Medina Sayyam because it's referring to the Mediterranean. So Tosas' definition, Medina Sayyam is used by Chazal as referring to an area that's rachok. The Ran does not understand that way. The Ran understands that it's referring to Medina Sayyam, those Medinas that are over the seas. Because in Eretz Yisrael, in one of the corners, how does it go? It's definitely towards the north. The north, northeastern corner, is that how it goes? The northeastern corner would be over the Medina Sayyam into past the Mediterranean. So that's what we have over here. V'amolch v'amei v'medina l'medina medina sayyam tzar shiyamar b'fai nechta fanei nechta. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer afilu me'agmonia l'agmonia. Reb Shimon Gamliel says even if technically it's an Eretz Yisrael, but there are two governors that are governing over two areas, so then in such a case you already have to say b'fai nechta u'b'fanei nechta. The Gemara is going to discuss, we're about to see it, that there's a machlokus between Rabba and Rava. What is the reason we need to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? If we'll take a look, already going on to Amud Beis, Rabba says because people in Chutz La'aretz don't know the concept of Lishma that we discussed earlier, and Rava says because if we don't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, in a case of where we need to verify the get, the Edim aren't going to be nearby, there aren't going to be any Edim to be able to verify the get. The Gemara later on in Daf Hei is going to point out that Reb Shimon Gamliel seems to be closer to the opinion that says Ein Edim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, that because there are two different warlords that are holding two different parts of the city hostage, and you can't go from one to the next, so then in such case you have to find Nechta, find Nechta. That would sound like Ein Edim Mitzuyin L'Kaimo, that you're not sure you're going to be able to get Edim. So Gemara later on is going to ask that question, how does that fit, according to the opinion of Rabbu, who says that's Lishma. Hegmonia le-hegmonia fits in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, those people are Baki Lishma. The Gemara later on will ask that question. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Merekel Mizrach v'rekem kam Mizrach. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the Rekem is considered already the east. Me'ashkelon l'darm v'ashkelon kidarm. Ashkelon is already considered the south. Me'ako l'tzafon v'ako kitzafon. All of those things are part of already Chutzlaritz. Rameir Omer, Akko Keretz Yisrael Legitin. Rameir says that Akko is considered like Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Gittin. Now there's a very, very big problem with this line of the Mishnah that says that Ashkelon is like the Darom, is considered Chutz Laretz. And if we take a look at Tosis Dibra Maskel, Ashkelon Kedarim, Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who asks a famous kasha. Tosis asks, picture Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkelon Eretz Yisraeli. We learn in Yoshua that Ashkelon is part of Eretz Yisrael. So there are two fundamental answers in Tosis. One answer of the Tosis is from the Rabbeinu Tam, that's three lines into Tosis for Ashkelon Kedarim, where Tosis says that the Ole Bavel didn't conquer it, and therefore the boundaries that are being discussed in our Mishnah are the boundaries of those who had come from Bavel. And therefore, it's not considered Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Mishnah, which is during the period of Bayis Sheni and post Bayis Sheni. Their other approach, to oversimplify the Tosis, we were amel with the Talmidim a lot on this Tosis, but to simplify Tosis for Dafyomi purposes, eight lines from the bottom, before Tosis Dibur Maskelon, Yeshalav Orin, we have the approach of the Ri, where the Ri says, Dafilu Bitzad Shel Eretz Yisrael Tzarech Lomar B'Fanei Nechta. Even if you're going to say that it's part of Eretz Yisrael, you still need to say B'Fanei Nechta. L'fishu B'Sof HaGvul V'rachok Me'ikur Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It could very well be that even though technically it's part of Eretz Yisrael, but because there aren't a lot of people that are living there, so you won't have Lishma, and you won't have Eidim Mitzli and Lekaimo, and that's why even though Ashkelon is, we know, is part of Eretz Yisrael, so either you say that we're talking about Ashkelon during Ole Bavel, and that in itself tells us about Ashkelon today, that Ashkelon today might be outside on some level from the halachos of Gvulos Eretz Yisrael, because we follow the boundaries of the Aliyah Shnia, that's the approach of Rabbeinu Tam, or according to the reason why the Mishnah shows that is our Mishnah no longer, Hilchos Gittin no longer follows the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Gittin follows the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. If you have to say B'fanechla, must be because it's outside of Eretz Yisrael. And if you don't, so it must be it's in Eretz Yisrael. According to Ri, no. When our Mishnah talks about Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael which has strong yeshuvim. The area that unfortunately do not have strong yeshuvim, so then in such a case you do have to say B'fanechla, B'fanechla. That's the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Rabbi Meir back into our Mishnah said that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael for Gittin. Hamevi get the Eretz Yisrael, if you bring get Eretz Yisrael, it's Arach Shiyom, Arach Fanechta, Fanechtam. If you bring get Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say Fanechta, Fanechtam. Vim Yeshal of Orim Yiskayim Bechosamav. But if there are those who protest and say that the get is not valid, so then you need to verify the get based on its signatures. Rashi explains, Im Yeshal of Orim Shabal Ma'arashu Mezuyev. If the Baal claims that the document was a forgery. So in Eretz Yisrael, you don't need to say B'fai Nechta, B'fai Nechtam. However, if the Baal comes along and says it's a forgery, then you have to validate the signatures. Yiskayim B'chasamav, says Rashi, Im Ye'idu Ha'edim Achsimas Yedem O Ha'edim Acherim Yakiru Chasimasam Kosher. Either the Edim will say that these are our signatures, or other people will recognize it, then it's Kosher. V'mein Olav Orim, but if you don't have protesters, then we have this Halacha Stama. We developed this in Iyun, this idea, Mistama kosher, Mistama it's kosher, and we could automatically assume, according to Rashi, the get is kosher in Eretz Yisrael because of two reasons. Number one, da bikila shma, the eidim mitzuyin tamid lekaimo kedarmina bigamara bate dinin kvum. That it's going to be easy to verify it if there's a problem, and therefore there's no need for us to require b'fanai nechtav. The Gemara asks, "My time. What is the reason that we have the requirement to say fan nechta, fan nechta?" Rabbi Amar l'fishe mikin l'shma. Rabbi says because people are not bucking l'shma in chutz laretz. Rabbi Amar l'fishe edim mitzuyin l'kaimo. And Rabbi says because there aren't going to be edim around to verify in a case of need. Let's take a look at Rashi l'fishe mikin l'shma on the top of beis and beis. Ein b'nei dina sayon b'nei Torah. The people in Medina Sayyam are not Bnei Torah, and Yodin Shitzarach Lichtov Aget L'Shema Yisha, and they don't know that the get has to be written on behalf of the woman. So the requirement of Lishma means that the husband has to have the get written on behalf of the woman. Tosis in Chafdez Amabez has two opinions. Tosis has two opinions of whether there is a chiyuv for the Baal to write the get or not. If you say that there's a chiyuv for the Baal to write the get, so then the halacha of lishma is that the Baal needs to appoint someone to write the get on his behalf, and lishma means that the Baal himself wrote it for the Isha. Or there's another opinion, Tosfos, and this is the opinion of the Ramban, who says that there is no requirement for the Baal to write the get, but there's a requirement for the Baal to indicate his ratzon to have the get be written, and that will be considered lishma. Either way, the Torah says, ukraksiv back into Rashi, v'kasav lab, sefer krisis, la dain lishma, hilkach omer hashliach v'fay nechta v'fane nechta. Therefore, the Shliach says, v'fay nechta v'fane nechta. And once he says b'fanei fanei nechtam, so then we will ask him im nichtav lishma v'hu omer in. We'll ask him if it's written lishma, and he'll respond yes. This is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Tosos in Dibar Hamaskel l'fisha ein b'kiyin lishma is of the opinion that you do not need to ask the Edom. However, Rashi is of the opinion that you do ask the Edom directly, and once we ask the Edom, then the Edom will be able to tell us that's Lishma. Tosfos has a dissenting view, where Tosfos says that there isn't a requirement to say B'fanai Nechtav, to ask them after they say B'fanai Nechtav, B'fanai Nechtam. And Tosfos' rationale is to Mistama Lishma Kamasa. We could assume that they're testifying on Lishma. In Iyun, we discussed what the crux of that machlokus is. What's the opinion of Rava? Says Rashi and Rava, four lines into narrow. Ain't Shayaris Mitsuyas Misham Lakan, Shim Yavo Habal Viara Lomar Lokisavtim. If there aren't caravans to tell us that the shtar is valid. And if the Baal comes along and he protests, Lomar Lokisavtim, say I didn't write it, Shu Aidim Mitsuyan Lakir Hasima Saidim Veminu Alishliach, that we're going to have aid them around to be able to verify the shtar. Rashi points out that later on the Gemara is going to bring out what is the nafkaminas between Rava and Rava, as well as why it is that one aid is going to be acceptable. The reason Rashi mentions this is that at the end of the day, it's hard to understand. If the idea is that the Shliach is taking the place of Edom, so he should be doing what Edom do, and that how many Edom do you need? You normally need two Edom. So Rashi immediately points out that the Gemara later on is going to tell us why one Shliach is going to be acceptable. Says the Gemara, two lines on top, Beis and Beis, my Bein Nayu. What's the difference between Rabba and Rava? What's the Nafkamina? So Gemara gives us three Nafkaminas. Ika Bein Nayu, Das Yua Bein Trei. Nafkamina number one is going to be whether two people bring the get. If two people bring the get, so then in such a case, you have Edom Mitsuyin Lakaimo. You're going to have Edom around, so then you're not going to even find Nechta, find Nechta. However, if they're coming from an area that they're not bucking Lishma, so then in such a case, how do you know that the get was written Lishma? Now the truth is, this line is very hard to understand, the Suha Bei Trey, because at the end of the day, how is it that two people are going to solve Edom Mitzuyim L'Kaimo? Rashi says that they're going to be around to be able to ask them if the Baal is Ma'arer, then they'll be able to say, yeah, we know the get is kosher. So Tesis and Dibar Maskel, the Suha Bei Trey, asks on Rashi, and he says, but at the end of the day, what are you going to do? You're going to hold these Edom in a kippa? A kippa means a prison. How is it going to work? So Tosfos is Mechadish in the name of the Riva, that it's not that the Pshat, that we don't believe the signatures as being valid, and it's not that the Baal is going to be believed to say that the Edom were forged, but rather the Baal will question whether he intended to give the get to his wife, that he never sent the get. So these two Edom will testify, says the Riva, that they were sent on behalf of the Baal. In our Shir Iyun, we pointed out that according to the Riva, what emerges is that B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam is unique. B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam is not to assure that the shtar is kosher. The shtar is already kosher. But according to the Riva, the requirement of B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam is just to verify that the Baal actually sent the get. We believe that the get is valid, but we're still not convinced that the Baal sent that get. He wrote it. He had Edom that signed on it, but he didn't necessarily want to send it. So that's the Rivaz Chiddush due to this bomb kasha on Rashi of how Asiyah Bei Trey will be a nafkamina. Inami Medina la Medina Beretz Yisrael. Another nafkamina, says the Gemara, going from one country to another in Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is divided, so then it could very well be that there is not going to be Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, but if it's in all of Eretz Yisrael is Baki L'Mishma. Inami Bosam Medina Medina Sayam, or if it's a Dina Sayam, where there is no fighting, then in such a case, then there's no need to have Fine Nechta, because of Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, because the Eidim are always going to be there. However, for L'Shma, there is a reason to have Eidim. Now the Gemara begins a new question, which takes us into a very famous sugya, and this becomes, for some people who are learning Gittin, who easily get distracted by beautiful lamdos, in many ways, this is what becomes a very famous daf for a totally different area that has nothing to do with Maseches Gittin per se. The Gemara catapults us to the sugya of Eid Echon Nem Bisurin. Ule Rabba de Omer. According to Rabbah, that says that the reason why you have to say Fanechta, Fanechta, Lefish Ein Bekin Lishma, Liboi Trey, why is it that you have one aid? You should need two. Midid Ava Kolid Yosheba Torah. Just like all other testimonies in the Torah, you need two. Answers the Gemara, Eidach Hanem and Bisurin. Since what we're dealing with is a case of Isra Heter, so then in such a case, one aid is going to be believed. The Gemara follows up with a very obvious and very strong question. Eimer Damrian Eidach Hanem Bisurin. When do we say Eidach it works? Kigon Chaticha Savik Chalev Savik Shoshuma. If you have a piece of meat and you're not sure whether it's Chalev, which is also, that's the fats that are prohibited. Or it's fat, the lowest chazik yisura, where there is no cheskes yisur. Aval hachad is chazik yisura de'eshes ish, havei dover sheba'erva, ve'ein dover sheba'erva, pachos mishnayim. There are two different ways of reading this Gemara. We're going to read first, according to the girsa that's in front of us. The Gemara asks like this, when do we say the eidecha is going to be believed? That's when you have just a suffix isur, and you have nothing else at stake. Over here, you have a cheskes isur of eishes ish, of dover sheba erva, and therefore, since you have a cheskes isur of eishes ish, of dover sheba erva, so then the halacha is, ein dover sheba erva pachos mishnayim, you should need two eidim. Some Rishonim learn that the Gemara is asking two questions. That the Gemara is saying, number one, over here you have a cheskes isur, and if you have a cheskes isur, then one aid should not be believed when it comes to get. And number two is that this is a case of Dover Sheba Erva. If you take a look, Rabbi Shaya picked in the Masoris HaShas, what my Talmidim mistakenly called Agos Tziyunim, which is the Oz V'Hadar edition, but originally it was the Masoris HaShas. So there, in the Masoris HaShas, it has, some have the Girsa of V'Havei Dover Sheba Erva. According to that opinion, the Gemara is asking two questions. Number one, there's a cheskes issue, number of eishes ish, and number two, you have the issue of dover sheba erva. Bottom line, however you read technically the Gemara's kasha, at the end of the day, we have a bomb question. And that is, why is it that we allow for one shliach? Either it shouldn't be acceptable because it's dover sheba erva, or even if it's not dover sheba erva, there's also a cheskes issur. And if there's a cheskes issur, so then in such a case, one aid is should not be believed. Answers the Gemara, Rov Biki in Hain. The answer is that most people are Baki in Lishma. And since most people are Baki in Lishma, we could rely on Rov. Fafil Rabbi Meir Dechai Shlom Yuta, and even Rabbi Meir who doesn't rely on Rov, Stam Sifri the Daini Migmer Gmiri. It's even better than Rov, because a Stam Sofer, the Talmidim were bothered, but didn't we just say that you have Rov? So the answer is that Stam Sofri is even stronger. Stam Sifri, the Daini Migmar Gmiri, Stam Sofrim know the halachas, and that's even more than Rov. And really, technically, we shouldn't have to worry about saying B'fayin Nechtav, B'fayin Nechtav at all, according to Rabbah. However, V'Rabbanu de Atzrich, the Rabbanan required B'fayin Nechtav, B'fayin Nechtav, V'hacha Mishum Iguna, Ikilu B'Rabbanan. And here, because of Iguna, the Rabbanan were Mekel. We're going to see that the Gemara is going to bring out the following point. And that is that really there shouldn't be a requirement to say Fanechta, Fanechtam at all. But simply because we want to make sure that the woman is not going to be challenged in terms of the veracity of her get, Chazal made a takana that we should say Befanei Nechtav Ubefanei Nechtam. However, Chazal, that's to protect the woman. We pointed out in the past that most takanas in the sugyas of Ishus are all done on behalf of the woman, not behalf of the man. And we pointed out the irony, and that is that when liberal people complain about the system of halacha, they don't complain that the Torah or the Bible is male dominated. They complain that the rabbinic world favors the man and not the woman. And the truth is the exact opposite. If you were going to analyze which of the two is more male-centric, it's the Bible which is more male-centric. It's Tanakh HaKadosh that's more male-centric than Chazal. Chazal, most of their takanas are there to protect the woman. Why is Tanakh that way? That becomes a separate question. But it's interesting. They don't complain about the Bible. They don't complain about the Tanakh. They complain Dafka, Hashem Yirachem, against the rabbis. But it's the opposite. So this takana was done to help to protect the woman. Since this takana was done to help the woman, so then the halacha is that we'll be makel and will allow even for one aid, and that will be acceptable. Rashi's lashon is on the top of Gimel Amud Aleph, lehemne shliach, to believe the shliach. Since we have a few more minutes, let's take a look at some of these famous Tosas in Shas, where Tosas brings up a couple points in the sugyas of Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin. Before we take a look at the Tosas, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says in Dibur HaMaschil, Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin, about 8 or 9 lines into the wide lines on Beis HaMabeis. What is Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin? Sharei Amina Torah Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mi'Yisrael. Everybody is believed. And Rashi gives 4 examples. Al Frosha Struma, Val Shchita, Val Nikur Agid, Vachev. Nikur Agid is in Toldos, Vayetze, Vayishlach. In next week's parasha, we're going to have the mitzvah of Gid Hanasha. So there, that's the mitzvah of removing the Gid. That is one of the cases where an Eid is believed, as well as Chelev. Rashi then points out that these are cases where an Eid Echad is believed. However, when it comes to Tevel and Shechita, that also has a Cheskes Isser. And Rashi says, the reason there you're believed is based on Gemara and Yevamos. That's Biyado L'Sakin. What's this halacha, Biyado? Biyado means that a person has an Emanus when they have the ability to change the status. From Rashi later on in our Masechta, it's Mashma that Nemanus, if I'm not mistaken, it's on Nun Dalit, where Rashi seems to say that Nemanus over there is based on the idea that they have a Migu. Believe them to say whether it's kosher or not, because if they want, they could have themselves testified that it was shrei. So therefore, the halacha is that they're going to be believed. That's this halacha of biyado. Okay, so Rashi introduces us to the halacha of biyado and the halacha of cheskas iser. So Tosis in the end of Dibur HaMaschil Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin asks that how do we know Eid Echad Neman B'Isurin? Where do we know that from? So Tosis gives an answer that we learn from Nida, that since the Torah Kedosha says V'safra lo Shivas Yamin, that she counts 7 days to the end of her nida, so that becomes a source to tell us that a woman is believed by Isurim. Not just a woman, any person is going to be believed when it comes to Isurim. Tosis then asks a very famous question. If that's so, when it comes to nida, at first glance, Tosis argues, nida should be considered a cheskas iser. And we just got through saying that there's a fundamental difference between cheskas iser and all other cases. In fact, if it's cheskas iser and it's not biyado to change the status, the individual would not be believed. And that's what the Gemara had said. The Gemara had said, according to one opinion, that there's a cheskas iser over here, and that's why an Eid Echad should not be believed. So comes along Tosis and he says, how could I say that the source is going to be Nida? At the end of the day, Nida has a cheskas iser. Now some Mefarshim point out that Rashi never learned like Tosis. The Gedolei Achronim point out, the Beis Halevi and others, that Rashi never said, gave Tosis's Makar when it comes to Nida. This is known as the Shita of the Balei Tosis. In fact, Rav Sachs was here and he gave a shir in the yeshiva. And Rav Sachs pointed out that the Rambam will not agree with the Balei Tosis. This Yisod of Rabbeinu Tam is found in the Sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam, where Sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam there assumes that Nida is not an erva. The Nida doesn't fall into the category of erva. Here, the Gemara is clearly not talking about erva, because the Gemara says it's Savik Chelev, Savik Shuman, which is not like Erva. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it must be that Nida is not an Erva, and Nida is not Cheskas Iser. which Rabbeinu Tam is going to answer why it's not. The Rambam, if you take a look, Rav Sachs got this from Rav Shechter, who got this from Rav Soloveitchik, that Rav Soloveitchik made famous that if you look in the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Yisuri Abia, you'll see that the Rambam considers Nida an Erva. And since he considers Nida an Erva, it could very well be that according to the Rambam, you'd never be able to learn out from Vesafala. Rashi does not learn from Vesafala. Some are of the opinion that Rashi says there's no Makar, it's only a pure Svara. It would seem to me that that Hesber is not correct. Then once you look in Chulin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, and you'll see in Chulin Yud Amud Beis, Rashi there gives a Svara that's based on a Pasuk. I don't think that Rashi is saying Stam a Svara Ba'alma would be our Makar. But what's the answer to the Kasha? How, according to the Bali Tosis, could you learn that we learn out from Nida, if at the end of the day Nida is Chazik Isura, and the Gemara itself had said that Savik Ched of Savik Shuman is very different than Chazik Isura, and when it comes to Chazik Isura, then a person, a single individual, is not going to be believed, with the exception of when it's Biyadov. Yesh Lomer says, Tosis Dein Bechess Shtei Ra Kosha. Number one, Tosis says that there isn't a Chazaka that she's going to continue seeing forever. Ukisha Avru Shiva Torah. God forbid a woman would continue to bleed, she would die. So, with a period, is just the shedding of the uterus, and then when the uterus is shed, then she stops bleeding. So then, in such a case, you don't have the cheskes isur that remains. According to the Marsha, that's one part of the teretz. The number one, the woman is not a cheskes isur because she's going to stop seeing. And number two, v'gam b'yada litpal, and it's also b'yada to go to the mikvah. And that's also why she's going to be believed. So Marsha tells us that what Tosis is saying is that Nida then becomes the makar for both cases of Eidecha Nem and Bisur. Number one is that Nida's Nemenes to say that her period stopped, and it's not Cheskas Isser because the period doesn't go on forever. Number two is, even when there is a Cheskas Isser, not because her status of bleeding is going to continue, but once a woman becomes a Nida, then in such a case she has to go to the mikvah, and for that she's a Cheskas Isser. So then you have another source from Nida, and that is when it's Biyada, she's able to do Tefillah. That's how the Marsha reads Tosis. The bottom line is that according to Tosis, Nida is the Makar V'Safrala, then Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurim. Rashi is a little vague. Take a look at Rashi Chulin Yudam Abeis that gives a different Makar. And this Be'ezer Hashem is the opening daf to Maseches Gittin. And Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow will pick up with Daf Gimel Amud Aleph.